You might know this film festival. It's called Focus on Ability Short Film Festival. It's a global initiative that shines a spotlight on the stories and talents of people living with disability across the world. And this year, the festival is celebrating its 17th consecutive year and will include a film from a member of our very own Sydney community. You might know him, you might have seen the film, Taz Kashard. His film is called Piece Together, and it's a powerful and deeply personal piece that explores resilience, identity, and overcoming adversity. It was so good that when I was watching it, I actually watched it again. That's what I like about short films. You can just keep watching them. You don't have to sit there for hours and hours. They get to the point, and that's what Taz does. And we're thrilled to have Taz here to talk about the inspiration behind the film and the message he hopes to share with it. Taz, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, congratulations on making it into the official selection for this film festival. The festival is called Focus on Ability Short Film Festival. Why did you decide to submit your film into it? And what is the film festival all about?
So the festival is about focusing, as the name says, focusing on the abilities, because there's so much misconception about how people maybe won't be able to achieve or create certain things because of a diagnosis or something that they have since birth. Mm. And that's what the festival is about, trying to prove that pretty much like you can put, you can achieve whatever you set your mind to, regardless of what you were born with.
Yeah, and Taz, why did you decide to submit your film Piece Together into this film festival?
I just thought that it was a story worth telling.
Yeah, well said. You know, you could have said a lot more, but just those few words made it very powerful. And the short film you submitted, it's called Piece Together. It focuses on a very personal true story where you overcome some incredible obstacles caused by your own disability. Can you just briefly tell us what is your disability and what are some of the misconceptions some people might have about it?
I have ADHD. I've been diagnosed around 2 years ago now. And it's something that obviously I was born with. And there are so many misconceptions and so many ways that we think about ADHD and the ways people say that I honestly didn't think I had when I was younger, because when I was at school and I knew of people that had ADHD, for instance, they had problems with their grades. Mm. And I never had problems with my grades.
Right.
And the reason for that is you can also be double gifted, which is like, although you have ADHD, you can have pretty much a high IQ.
Yeah.
So it kind of like balances out. It makes up for it.
So how does it affect you?
It affected me in ways like I probably lost 20 house keys. Mom and dad were not happy.
So many people are coming to your house.
Pretty much, they had to change locks quite a few times.
Yeah.
I forgot, like I used to leave stuff everywhere, forget about things. Like, and time blindness is huge. Like I would be late to work every day, no matter how much I tried. You know, no matter how many alarms I set up or whatever, something would always come and I would just like get lost in my thoughts and be late every single day. And,
oh, wow.
And those things like can really hit you, and it can play with your, you can play with your self-confidence, and it can make you feel like pretty much like defeated. And I've been through a lot of that.
Wow. Is there anything else, or those are the main two things that ADHD affects you? Because I find it so interesting that you were saying that ADHD can affect people in so many different ways. Mm. And you know, in the film Piece Together, you speak about your ADHD and you speak about how it kind of affects you as well and that kind of period of your life, but you don't really mention other people's experiences with ADHD. So I was just wondering, like, what can that look like also?
Emotional instability is a big one.
Mm.
Like, it's because you are so, there's pretty much no control over your emotions in a way. You can be super happy or you can be super sad or you can be super angry. Everything is amplified.
Right.
And that can create problems, you know, and that, it's just a lot. It's like if you had a faucet of emotion, it's just like it's super powerful. You're feeling a lot of everything.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much for telling us about ADHD and bringing a bit more light to it. Let's go back to speaking about your film. It's called Piece Together.
Yep.
And it's a really great short film that you did bring out, and it's been selected for this really awesome festival that is having its 17th consecutive year called Focus on Ability Short Film Festival. What was the inspiration behind making this film, and why did you decide to make it?
I thought it was a story worth telling, and in a way it's a letter for my kids, so they know why they didn't sell out their father for over a year.
Yeah,
even though their father was living just a couple of blocks away, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully when they grow old and they can have a look at that and said, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense, that you could explain to them a little bit as well of what everything that happened.
So yeah. It's a film for your kids as well, but how have you made it for a wider audience?
Just showing that pretty much that you can turn things around, that you are not a diagnosis, you are not a breakup, you are not the reason why someone fired you. Everyone can be bigger than any of those things. You know, you can use any sort of obstacle or anything that's negative that comes your way, you can just sit and do nothing about it or use it as fuel to become someone better. And that's what I try to do with my film.
Yeah, you can definitely feel it. It's very motivational. Because you
man.
Start the film and you're in a bit of a pickle. And throughout the film, you can see that you're actually learning, you're growing from your experiences, and you're kind of telling people, hey, I've gone through this, and this is how I've gone through it. This is my experiences. This could also help you. So I get what you're saying. This film is not just a film for people to sit back and watch it, but it's also a film for people to actually help them with their life. And maybe people can actually watch it and get out of their own pickles or life experiences as well. Do you have any more projects that you are going to be working on, Taz?
I hope to be working more on the creative side. At the moment with my company, I've been doing a lot of business work,
yeah,
which is something I enjoy and it's my bread and butter. But I'm definitely looking to like possibilities to do more creative things as well.
Great. And what would that look like in your company?
Films.
Yeah, yeah. Like making, would that be like making ads for your company or actual like proper short films?
Short films or longer, even like features. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
really trying to focus into that.
Yeah, I could actually. How would the film look like if it wasn't a short film? Would there be anything else that you'd add to it?
There would be more people. There's a lot of people that I had to thank, and I could only thank them by the end. You know, I didn't make through everything that happened to me alone. I was very lucky to have people that I would never expect to show up and step up and say, hey, I can help you this way, I can help you that way. And there were amazing people that just helped me get through so many things. And yeah, I think they would appear in a longer form.
Oh, 100%. It's crazy when you just ask for help, how many people are actually willing to help you. My guest right now, if you're just joining us, is Taz Gashad. He is a film director and he's brought out a great film. It's called Piece Together. It's actually been selected for a film festival called the Focus on Ability Short Film Festival. Just before we let you go, Taz, where can people actually go see this film, Piece Together? And more importantly, how can they actually vote for you? Because that's important.
Thanks, man. So if you just Google Focus on Ability, you'll be taken to the website and then there's a voting session, like it's pretty big. And then there's different categories. I'm competing on the Australian Open Films, and then the name of the film is Piece Together. But even if you don't want to vote for mine, which it would be amazing if you did, I'm sure there's so many good stories there. Go there, watch it, spend some time. I'm sure you'll be inspired by whatever film you watch and vote for whatever you feel like.
Yeah, don't watch it once, watch it twice, and vote for it. Taz, thank you so much for joining us this Wednesday afternoon.
Thanks a lot for having me, mate.